We're in Isaiah chapters 10 and 11. Two mighty trees have been laid on the ground, and God declares that from the stump of Jesse, a reference to King David's father, that a twig, a shoot, a tiny sprout will appear, and this tiny sprout will turn into a branch and bear fruit. And the picture is one of seemingly insignificance. How can a sprout, how can a twig bring hope? How can you lean on or rest in or trust in something that looks so weak and feeble and small? You can't build a treehouse on a twig, much less build a kingdom. But isn't this just like God? God makes a habit of going against the cultural norms of the day. For instance, he chooses the sweet singing shepherd boy from Jesse's line to be the king of Israel. And here in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, he says that a twig, just a tiny shoot, will sprout, and he will be the hope of God's people. Notice how this twig, or rather how this person, is described in verses 2 and 3 of Isaiah 11. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him." So what's the difference maker in this person? It's that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on this one, shall reside in this one. This is not a typical human king, but a divine king. This one has the special anointing of God on him. And because of that, this divine king has wisdom and understanding and might and knowledge and rightly fears the Lord. The Spirit produces incredible results from seemingly insignificant sources. What a great truth to remember this time of year, that in the birth of a tiny baby boy dwells the Spirit of the Most High, and He brings us the hope we need. Today, as you pray, please remember our LifeWord broadcast team. And also remember the Maasai LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.